Welcome to the award-winning 4-H'er of the Week program on WLEN.com.
Welcome to another edition of the 4-H'er of the Week here on 103.9 WLEN. John Kane in the studio, and I'm going to be talking with a couple from the Onsted Sweet Clovers. Can you tell me your name?
Renee Hostler.
And you?
Britt Bobian.
Okay, we'll start with Renee. How long have you been in the Onsted Sweet Clovers?
1 year.
Well, oh, this is your first year? Oh, cool. And what about you, Britt?
I've been in 4-H since I was 6, but it's my second year in the Sweet Clovers.
Okay, so you've been in it for a few years then.
Yeah, I've been in it for quite a while.
Okay. So, Renee, your first year, why did you decide to get into 4-H?
I like to help with the animals and walk them and feed them.
Okay, that's cool. I got the same question for you, Britt. You've been in it longer. Why did you decide to get into 4-H?
Well, my mom signed me up, and it eventually went from there, but I ended up liking it. Before I was 9, I mostly just did ceramics, except for 1 year where my friend let me borrow one of his chickens. And then at 1 year after I sold ducks, I decided to bring in a chicken.
Okay.
And I did that this year, too.
Okay. So both of you, I mean, Britt did some static projects first, but both of you are into the animals now, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Renee, you mentioned, do you have a favorite animal you like to work with?
Yes.
And what was that? What is that?
A dairy feeder calf.
Okay, a dairy feeder calf. Are you working with one right now?
Yes.
Okay, so is this your first dairy feeder calf that you're working with?
No.
Oh, you
so
had
one? So it'd be my first year going on to my second year.
Okay, and what about Britt? What animals are you working with?
This year, I'm probably going to be working with my chicken and ducks. My chickens and ducks, obviously. And I'm probably going to do a horse this year.
Okay, so you're going to be busy with chicken, ducks, and horse, aren't you?
Yes, I will be busy.
Okay, so have either of you been to the fair before?
Yes.
Okay, Renee, was that last year?
Yes.
And what did you do at the fair?
I showed a dairy feeder calf, pigs, and ducks.
Oh, wow. So you were busy, too. So how did that go for you in your first year?
I got 4th, 5th, and 6th.
All right. So that's cool. So you did dairy feeder, pigs, and ducks. Now, are you just going to go concentrate on dairy feeder for the second year, or have you got some pigs and ducks in your future?
Maybe some pigs and ducks.
Okay. So you haven't decided yet, huh?
No.
Okay, and what about Britt? Have you been to the fair before?
Yes.
What did you show at the fair?
Until I was, like, 10, I just did ceramics. But when I was 10, I did ducks that year, and then the next year I was like, I want to try out showmanship, and then I got a chicken.
Okay, so how did that go for you at the fair?
I did pretty good. I got an A award on all of it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So give me an idea. So you're working with a dairy feeder calf right now, right, Renee?
Yes.
And Britt, are you working with any animals right now?
I am currently working with my chicken from last year because I'm going to show him next year. And I'm not working with the ducks yet, but I'm also working with my horse.
Okay, so that's what he's got on the schedule. So, all right, Renee, back to you. Give me an idea how many hours in a week do you maybe put in working and caring for your dairy feeder calf? Is it like a half hour a day that you have to work with it most of the time?
Maybe like a few hours I'll work with it.
Okay, during the week, a few hours? Is that
every day?
Oh, okay, every day. And what are you doing with the calf when you're working it?
I walk it around and I practice setting it up.
Okay, so you got to look good for the judges, right?
Yes.
And how good is your calf at responding to your commands right now?
Not very good.
Not yet, but you guys still have a long ways to go before the fair, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's cool. All right, Britt, same questions for you. About how much time do you spend working with your animals during the day or week?
Well, it depends on if, like, I rode him if I was not busy enough. So if I rode him, like, every day, it could go up to about, like, 7 hours, maybe 8 a week.
Oh.
But sometimes I'm very busy because I'm currently getting physical therapy, so I'm kind of busy with that. So sometimes it's like 1 hour, maybe two.
Okay, and what are the kinds of things that you're doing with your horse when you're working your horse?
I ride him around the arena. Sometimes we do like an obstacle course with him.
So he has to respond to your commands in order to get around the course, is that right?
That is true.
So is he getting better at that? How's that working out?
He's very good at following my commands.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So that's what they're involved with. I'm going to be right back with you guys. We've got to take another break, but we'll be coming back to wrap up our program in just a minute. So back more with Renee and Britt from the Onsted Sweet Clovers right after this on 103.9 WLEN.
You're listening to the 4-H'er of the Week on WLEN.com. You can hear an all-new edition every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. on 103.9 WLEN.
Back with Renee and Britt. So as we talk right now, this program, you know, we're in September. So you have a ways to go before you get to the fair. What's going to happen between now and next summer and the fair when you're working, Renee, with your dairy feeder calf? I mean, you have to feed him. Tell us some of the stuff that you do with him every day.
I make sure he has feed and water every day. I make sure he's still walking around and not just laying every day.
And you kind of direct him.
Make sure he's not getting sick or anything.
Okay. And you kind of direct him? You still work with him on your commands so he can get better at that?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. And Britt, what about, you know, you're already talking about working with your horse and your chickens. Have you shown your horse before?
No, this will be my first year showing my horse.
Okay, so you got to get him really sharp by the time you get around to the fair next summer?
Yes.
Okay, so is the other thing I want to mention before we run out of time, you've been in 4-H. Are either one of you interested in maybe getting into a leadership role in 4-H with the Onsted Sweet Clovers?
We do have this board thing, and basically one of my friends got elected, but they're probably not going to be there a lot, so they're having me fill in for them in their leadership role.
Okay, and Renee, I know you're only in the first year. You think maybe you'll get into maybe doing some leadership stuff sometime?
I'm on the board.
Oh, that didn't take you long. That didn't take you long at all. Well, I want to thank the two of you for coming in and talking to us about your 4-H experience. Best of luck in the future with your 4-H program.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, that's going to wrap up our program for this evening. This is John Kane saying so long for the 4-H'er of the Week here on 103.9 WLEN.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the 4-H'er of the Week program on WLEN.com. Tune in to 103.9 WLEN every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for an all-new episode on Lenawee County's best radio station,